Organizing with Love by Adrienne Marie Brown. My favorite life forms right now are dandelions and mushrooms. The resilience in these structures, which we think of as weeds and fungi, the incomprehensible scale, the clarity of identity excites me. I love to see the way mushrooms can take substances we think of as toxic and process them as food. Or that dandelions spread not only themselves, but their community structure, manifesting their essential qualities, which include healing and detoxifying the human body, to proliferate and thrive in a new environment. The resilience of these life forms is that they evolve while maintaining core practices that ensure their survival. A mushroom is a toxin transformer. A dandelion is a community of healers waiting to spread. What are we as humans? What is our function in the universe? One thing I've observed, when we're engaged in acts of love, we humans are at our best and most resilient. The love in romance that makes us want to be better people, the love of children that makes us change our whole lives to meet their needs, the love of family that makes us drop everything to take care of them, the love of community that makes us work tirelessly with broken hearts. Perhaps humans' core function is love. Love leads us to observe in a much deeper way than any other emotion. I think of how delightful it is to see something new in my lover's faces, something they may only know from inside as a feeling. If love were the central practice of a new generation of organizers and spiritual leaders, it would have a massive impact on what was considered organizing. If the goal was to increase the love rather than winning or dominating a constant opponent, I think we could actually imagine liberation from constant oppression. We would suddenly be seeing everything we do, everyone we meet, not through the tactical eyes of war, but through eyes of love. We would see that there's no such thing as a blank canvas, an empty land, or a new idea. But everywhere there's complex, ancient, fertile ground full of potential. We would organize with the perspective that there's wisdom and experience and amazing story in the communities we love. And instead of starting up new ideas, organizations all the time, we'd want to listen, support, collaborate, merge, and grow through fusion, not competition. We would understand that the strength of our movement is in the strength of our relationships, which could only be measured by their depth. Scaling up would mean going deeper, being more vulnerable and more empathetic. What does depth require from us, from me? In my longing for depth, I've been rerooting in the earth, in myself and in my creativity, in my community, in my spiritual practices. Honing in on work that's not only meaningful, but feels joyful. Listening with less and less judgment to the ideas and efforts of others. And having visions that are long-term. This is an excerpt from Adrienne Marie Brown's book, Emergent Strategy.